President Bush tonight broadcast a statement on events in the Middle East. The president spoke after Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon agreed on a resolution to the standoff at Arafat's headquarters in Ramallah. The agreement was based on a proposal from President Bush under which six Palestinians wanted by Israel would be held in Palestinian jails under British and U.S. guard. In return, Israel would end its siege of Yasser Arafat's headquarters. In his statement, President Bush called today's agreement a hopeful day for the region.
I commend the Israeli cabinet for its decision this morning to allow Chairman Arafat to move freely, to accept international monitoring of six prisoners who are at Chairman Arafat's compound, and to withdraw its forces from Ramallah. The Palestinian Authority has agreed to accept this approach. Many parties contributed to today's positive development.
The president called on Yasser Arafat to do his utmost to further peace in the region.
Chairman Arafat should now seize this opportunity to act decisively. In word and in deed, against terror directed at Israeli citizens. As we work to improve the security situation in the region, all of us must step up our efforts to bring humanitarian relief and economic assistance to the Palestinian people. This morning I called Crown Prince Abdullah to thank him for his visit to the United States. Our discussions forged a personal bond of friendship and strengthened the 60-year relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. The Crown Prince has offered a number of constructive ideas for making political progress between Israel and the Palestinians. We will continue to build on these ideas as we move forward to fight terror and to promote peace in the Middle East.
Obstacles to peace remain. In Bethlehem, a 27-day standoff continues at the Church of the Nativity, where Israeli forces surround about 200 Palestinians who sought refuge in the church, and there is uncertainty over the future of the proposed United Nations fact-finding mission to the region. The UN Security Council met tonight to consider a request by Israel for a further delay in sending the mission, charged with investigating the Israeli assault on the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. Palestinians say Israelis staged a massacre at the camp. Israel denies the Palestinian claims and attributes deaths to fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants. Israel has expressed reservations over the composition of the fact-finding mission, and some Israeli cabinet members have voiced fears that the mission may not be entirely impartial. Jenin was among the issues the president addressed tonight.
On the Jenin issue, that's being worked out now at the UN. And secondly, in terms of Bethlehem, I believe we're making good progress toward ending that part of the Israeli incursion, and hopefully it'll get done soon. But the big news, of course, is Ramallah, and Chairman Arafat is now free to move around and free to lead, and we expect him to do so.
President Bush speaking tonight from his ranch in Crawford, Texas. Joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, Mr. Bush says it's a hopeful day for the region. What does the White House feel has been accomplished here in terms for peace?
Simply that it's a start, that it's something. The president called this also a positive development. When is the last time we heard him use the word positive when talking about the Middle East? It's been a while. It seems that for weeks he kept telling both sides what they needed to do, what their responsibilities are, with no real response. This is something concrete that he can point to. It's real. Of course, though, as you just said and as we just heard, it's not the end. And the president did stress, too, that there is a great deal of work that still needs to be done.
Don, the president again repeated very strong advice for Yasser Arafat, didn't he?
He did. He was actually asked in that quick exchange with reporters there if he has lost respect for Mr. Arafat. He said that Yasser Arafat never earned his respect, so he hasn't lost it. But he also went on to say that this deal today gives Arafat the ability to move around. It gives him some freedom, takes him out from under house arrest. But the president made it clear that with that comes a real responsibility, to lead, to do more. The president said that Arafat must condemn and thwart terrorist activities, and that he has to act decisively. So it's clear that the White House is expecting more from Chairman Arafat than we've seen over the last several months.
Now, it appears that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will pay another visit to Washington. What did Mr. Bush say about this?
Well, he said he is happy to have the prime minister come and visit. There's clearly a great deal to talk about. This will be their first meeting since the president's repeated calls over the past several weeks for Israeli troops to pull back, calls that the prime minister did not really respond to in any timely way, according to the White House and according to a lot of critics. So that meeting is coming up. The president was also asked, though, what about a meeting with Arafat? There have been several meetings with Sharon, but still none with Arafat. And it appears that no such meeting with Arafat is in the works, though we did hear today from Press Secretary Ari Fleischer that Secretary of State Powell spoke to Arafat and is carrying out the diplomacy that way. But again, the word from the president is that Arafat still has not earned that meeting at the White House.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.